לא ירא רע כי אתה עמדי. Shalom, it's Ivan Rahav Meir from Yerushalayim here in Israel, the Holy Land. And we will be learning today together, studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Ayin 70. Thank you for learning and davening. We feel it here. You are part of our Iron Dome. The words, they describe exactly how we feel. Lamnatzeach leDavid lehazkir, for the leader of David to make memorial, to remember. Elohim lehatzileni, leezrati chusha, God to deliver me, to help me. I think we all daven here. You hardly see a difference when you look at people who are secular, religious, ultra-Orthodox, Jews from the States, from all over the Jewish world, Jews from all walks of life, soldiers, yeshiva students, old and young kids. We, in a way, ask God to help us out here, because we feel the biblical proportions of what's going on right now. Yevoshu v'yechparu mevakshei nafshi. We're asking, let them be ashamed. We want our enemies to be ashamed, those who seek after our soul. Yisogu achor, yikalmu chafetzei rati. Let them be turned backwards and brought to confusion, those who wanted to hurt us. Accurate definition of what we're trying to do right now. It's not just in Israel, it's the world. We heard President Biden, the way he described Israel as a miracle, as a source of light and inspiration. Thank you. You understand what's going on here. It's not a local thing. It's not the city of Sderot. The West is next. Sderot, New York, London, Rome, Paris, same story. Mutual enemies. Yashovu el ekev boshtam. We want them to be turned back and be ashamed. And then we want to be glad. Yasisu v'yismechu becha. Kol mevakshecha, those who want to be part of the godliness, of the holiness, they will be glad. Those who seek, rejoice. They will be happy. They will always say, we will always remember this redemption. Be'ezrat Hashem, tamid yomru, igdal Elokim, ohavei Yeshuatecha. I think of King David, David HaMelech. He wrote those words while he was also running from his enemies. He was also, they were after him. Think about him, the wars inside his family, with his best friends and colleagues, with parts of the nation. He had to hide and be afraid. The words of Tehillim, I think, they're so essential and so eternal because they were written in a similar situation, just like me now, trying to record for days. Rabbanit Schmidman, thank you for this project. Rabbanit Adina Schmidman, oh, you people. I was trying for days just to stop for a few minutes. I'm on TV, I give lectures, Zoom. My family, we're all in the middle of this storm. And I look at the words and I'm relaxed. I feel this is like my, as I said, Iron Dome. And maybe this is my protected shelter. In Hebrew, we call it mamad, the secure place, the safe room. We have, in a way, in my soul, those words of Tehillim. Why do I feel it's my safe room? Because David HaMelech wrote it in the same situation as a Jew who had to fight, had to hide. He was afraid, but the words were a source of strength and inspiration and faith for thousands of years. Thank you for saying the words with us. And may we see, Be'ezrat Hashem, all those beautiful verses fulfilled in our days, even this week. Yasisu ve'ismechu becha kol mevakshecha. ויאמרו תמיד יגדל אלוקים אוהבי ישועתך. Amen. May our tefillot and learning be a zchus for the neshamas of those who perished, for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, and for the safety of all of your brothers and sisters here in Eretz Israel, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines. Thank you very much from Yerushalayim.